If you walk into a house where a man and a woman live and you ask who's making dinner, the answer is usually the woman. Okay, if a man does the housework in your home, no need to rise up and protest. I see you. But a 2020 Gallup poll finds that women still handle the majority of the domestic workload in this country. The solution to this imbalance may start with a better understanding of time. Here's Andy Tagle of NPR's Life Kit.
While research shows men are taking on more childcare and housework than ever before, women continue to perform more physical and emotional labor in their families, irrespective of age, income, or workloads. Sometimes called the mental load or the second shift, this is a phenomenon Eve Rodsky attributes to a fundamental mishandling of time.
As a society, we've chosen to view and value men's time as if it's diamonds and finite, and we've chosen to value women's time as if it's infinite like sand.
Rodsky is an attorney, activist, and author of the best-selling book, Fair Play, which centers around closing the gender gap in domestic labor. She says you have to start with the belief that everyone's time is created equal, whether you bring home the bacon or cook it or both.
Everybody around you just gets 24 hours in a day. And if you love them and you want to build a partnership with them, you have to value their time as equal to your time.
But that can be harder to do than you think. There are a lot of toxic time messages out there, says Rodsky. Consider the phrase, time is money. Maybe you're a woman who feels obligated to do more at home because you bring home less pay, or your job is more, quote unquote, flexible.
We have a pay gap in this society. And what is even more ironic is that when women out-earn their partners, they still do more unpaid labor.
Or have you ever had 5,000 items on your to-do list, but instead of asking for help, you say something along the lines of, I'll just do it myself. It's easier that way.
Oh my God, that's the worst one. By continuing to keep doing it yourself, you will have to do it yourself for the rest of your life.
Trust me, I could keep going here. But what this all comes down to is that far too often, we undervalue the time spent keeping a home afloat. Either we expect someone else to magically find the time for housework, or we fail to budget for or acknowledge the time all this work takes up in our lives at all. When labor is invisible,
it's very hard to value it.
Visibility is value. So instead of just giving your partner an assignment or a grocery list, invite them to take an active role in the conception of the family calendar. Ask for buy-in for the bake sale. Encourage them to take the lead with that extended family group chat. And once you better understand the mental load, voice that value where you see it.
And so this can mean, oh my God, I had no idea because I've never picked the kids up from school that you have to wait in a carpool line for an hour. I recognize that what you're doing is labor and I want to help share that labor with you.
Another tip to help even out the scales, establish regular check-ins to keep things running smoothly and avoid miscommunication. Find a time and style that works for you, then be consistent.
That type of high cognition, low emotion conversation, whether it's 5 minutes a day on a daily basis, being able to check in about the next day and communicate, that was the big through line for success.
When household labor is shared fairly, everyone can free up more time for what Rodsky calls unicorn space.
You are more than just your roles as a parent, partner, professional. Unicorn space is really the space to be consistently interested in your own life, to recognize that you deserve a permission to be unavailable from those roles.
For NPR's Life Kit, I'm Andy Tagle.